I call this Ways and Means Committee to order and note for the record that a quorum is present, and this is sort of awkward. We already said our goodbyes, but we're back. So I guess it's a long Minnesota goodbye. And so today we have Senate File 229, which is essentially a vehicle bill that we're going to then be amending, and I think we made that clear in the announcement for today. And it will be amended with language we heard when we took up the sports betting bill last Friday. And so Chair Stevenson can walk us through that. So I move that Senate File 2219, you know what, I'm going to hold on that for a second. I'm not going to make that motion. I'm going to move the approval of the minutes from Monday, May 13th, 2024. Would anybody like to move those minutes? Vice Chair Edelson?
So moved, Madam Chair.
Okay. Any discussion to the minutes? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, please say no. The motion prevails and the minutes are adopted. So now I will move that Senate File 2219 be placed on the General Register, and I will also move the DE2 amendment. So Representative Stevenson, please explain the DE2 amendment.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee, and I'm pleased to be here for your encore performance. So as you mentioned, this is just the ban on historic horse racing, addressing the decision of the Racing Commission from last month. This language was in the sports betting bill. This bill committee considered last week. This language has no fiscal impact. In fact, this language was on the General Register previously. It's been heard in several committees, and asked for the committee's support for this procedural motion.
Thank you, Representative Stevenson. Discussion to the bill. Representative Novotny.
Thank you, Chair. Representative Stevenson, you said there's no fiscal note. Why are we here?
Well, Representative Stevenson, go ahead.
Madam Chair, Representative Novotny, the sports betting bill displaced the original historic horse racing bill, which was on the General Register, came back to this committee. We loaded up and sent it out. As part of the discussions, the bipartisan discussions around sports betting and discussions with stakeholders, there was emerging consensus that maybe the HHR bank should travel separately, and that might make it easier to reach agreement on the sports betting bill. So we are trying to be accommodating in that respect.
Representative Novotny.
Chair Olson, Representative Stevenson, just to bring it up to speed here, we're going to outlaw the historic horse racing option. And how long has that been going on in the state?
Representative Stevenson.
Madam Chair, Representative Novotny, it has never happened in the state of Minnesota. These machines were approved by the Racing Commission in April with their decision effective May 21st. So they are currently not lawful in Minnesota and probably will not be.
Representative Novotny.
Chair Olson, thank you. And Representative Stevenson, why not? What problem are you solving by that?
Representative Stevenson.
Madam Chair, Representative Novotny, historic horse racing machines are essentially slot machines that are themed by horse racing. The Alcohol Gambling Enforcement Division of the Department of Public Safety reviewed these machines and noted that they were illegal gambling devices that are not pari mutuel. That's a letter that I'm happy to distribute to you offline if you like. It's widely available. It's my opinion and the opinion of others that the decision of the Racing Commission was not in keeping with Minnesota statute, and it's important to reverse it before it goes into effect.
Representative Novotny.
Thank you, Chair Olson, and I'll go back to my original question. I don't know why we're here. We're fixing something that I don't think would be that. I mean, I'm not a gambling advocate. I think we're doing a little protectionism here. Thank you, Chair.
Representative Herrera.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So I was just curious, because I thought this was, you know, the historic horse racing, but you've also got some things in here that I'm not quite sure why we have this in this bill, which is you're talking about card games, card playing, some other things. I don't know if they're just making it more clear. I'll let him answer.
Representative Stevenson.
Madam Chair, Representative Rarick, I think you might be looking at an older version. This bill is strictly limited to historic horse racing and clarifying that historic horse racing is not allowed. When the bill was first introduced, it did include some things about card games, interblock stadium blackjack. Those were removed in a prior committee stop.
Representative Rarick.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Now I see it. It was an older version I was looking at, unfortunately. This is, you know, we're at the end of session where everything comes popping up and changes are all over the board. So I apologize. I didn't look as closely as I should have to the DE, and yeah, you have dropped all those. Because that's why I was confused, because when you presented the bill, I'm like, wait a minute, I thought it had all this other stuff in there. And in fact, you have deleted that out. So thank you, Madam Chair.
Further discussion? Lead Garofalo.
Thank you, Madam Chair and Representative Stevenson. Under the DE2 Amendment Section 5, will this be prohibiting any games, video games of chance that are currently in use?
Representative Stevenson.
Madam Chair, Representative Garofalo, no. The language is designed to only impact historic horse racing machines, and we've been working with the stakeholders to make sure it's limited to just that.
Lead Garofalo.
Thank you, Madam Chair and Representative Stevenson. So just to be clear, the issue about stadium games with the blackjack and other games, this is not intended, nor does it apply to those, the ones that are currently in use?
Representative Stevenson.
Madam Chair, Representative Granflow, you are correct. That language has been removed from the bill. This bill is not in time designed to have any impact on interblack technology or stadium card games.
Okay. Lead Granflow.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And just because I know there's, you know, it's impossible to update everyone on everything all the time, the author of the bill framed this action as bipartisan or being helpful. That's an opinion. That's not a fact. I don't view this act separately as anything positive. I don't view this as collaborative in any way, shape, or form. I'm opposed to the language. I don't think it should become law. The most common question I'm getting from people is, like, what is historic horse racing? And it's just horse racing events that have taken place in the past. And there are versions of this game that are clearly allowed under Minnesota law. There's versions of this game that are, as Representative Stevenson said, slot machines and shouldn't be allowed. But the bill that's before you today completely wipes any of those out, wipes that out. It is historic horse racing. It's a parimutuel pool. It is not a random number generator. It's ridiculous that we are banning this form. This is something that really could be a tool to help us get sports gambling enacted. So if you're an opponent of sports gambling, then you should be pleased with us moving, with the majority moving forward on this bill today, because it makes it less likely to happen. Whether it's encompassed in a sports gambling bill or travels separately is really, in my opinion, irrelevant. But these are symptoms of bigger problems, and I would urge people to vote no on this bill. Thank you.
Further discussion? Representative Stevenson, last word on the DE2.
Thank you.
Okay, great. So with that, I renew my motion that the DE2 amendment be adopted. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, please say no.
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 The motion prevails and the DE2 amendment has been adopted. So I renew my motion that Senate file 229 as amended be placed, 2219 as amended be placed on the general register. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, please say no.
No.
The motion prevails and Senate file 2219 as amended has been placed on the general register. And we're going to actually recess the committee. I don't anticipate that we may be back, but we are just going to hold the committee open in the event we do need to take further action today. So with that, we are in recess.